Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan,
WFAN. Welcome to the program. I'm Lauren Robinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan. At 888-808-1019, that number again, phone lines open, 888-808-1019, Mike Fleegelman producing, and you can hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L. Rubinson. I'll read those comments as well. TGIF, it is a, thank goodness it's football. Football Sunday here in New York City. Also, Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball. Big games, important games as we wind down the baseball season for the Yankees and the Mets. We will get to the baseball. We will start, because it is Sunday, an NFL Sunday, with the Giants and Jets. For Jets fans, look, a win is a win is a win. It was not pretty. There was a major and important injury. The defense for the Jets is not good enough yet. Will it get better? Aaron Rodgers and the offense not clicking on all cylinders yet. Will that get better? Yeah. I feel like the offense, I feel better about, as odd as that sounds right now, about the New York Jets. But they won. They won. And we will dive into the game in a moment. If we looked at the stats of the Jets game in most categories, you might have thought the Titans had won. But ultimately, a lot of this game comes down to turnovers. The Jets played a cleaner game, and the Titans turned it over. And ultimately, they won on the road against an improving Titans team with a quarterback in Will Levis, a young quarterback who just makes catastrophic mistakes. And that was this football game. So we'll talk about this important win for the Jets, because you do not want to start 0-2 in the NFL. And I know it gets annoying when you hear that in the second game of the season, and every one of the networks is constantly flashing that stat at us. But the reality is that since 2020, when the NFL expanded the playoffs, there have been 32 teams who started the season 0-2. Two of those teams made the playoffs. That is a little over 6%. So 94% of the time, if you do not, if you can't win a game in the first two, you're not going to go to the playoffs. So for the Jets, ugly, yes. Imperfect, yes. But a win is a win and is a win. And we'll talk about that, and we'll dive into that. What was good, what was bad, what was ugly. But for the Giants, did I mention that 0-2 stat? I think I did. Not only are the New York Football Giants 0-2, it is the ninth time. If it sounds familiar, does that sound familiar, Giants fans, to start a season 0-2? Because it should. 9 out of the last 12 seasons now, the New York Giants have started 0-2. And if you think I sounded pissed off last week when they lost the first game and looked disgusting out there, and I was annoyed at John Mara and what they leave Giants fans to think about, that this weekend I'm looking at Arch Manning and going, is there any way he can come out early? into the draft? Does it have to be 2026? That I'm scouting quarterbacks for the Giants, that I'm looking at that, that I'm thinking about the draft, and we're one game in. Well, it's not getting any better after two games. Did they play better on Sunday today than they did a week ago? Sure. Against a Washington Commanders team that is in the middle of a rebuild with a rookie quarterback making his second ever start in the NFL. So that's who they played today. And they usually, Washington is generally a get well game for the New York Giants. While the Giants have been bad over the last, for most of the last decade, they've often been better than Washington. And Daniel Jones has played a lot of his best football against Washington. Daniel Jones looked okay, though. So let's say this. You can't really blame Daniel Jones for Sunday's loss. Everyone's favorite punching bag. Daniel Jones played well enough to win. He was fine. Not maybe great, elevating and lifting his entire football team to epic levels, but he was fine. Leave it to the Giants, though. Here's a stat for you that you'll see. I think you know you heard it in the postgame show there. It's all over the internet. Today was, for the Giants, it was only the second time in NFL history that a team scored three touchdowns and allowed zero touchdowns and lost. The first time was the Vikings, 1989. That game went to overtime. So this game on Sunday, first time ever in regulation. Giants did, that's impressive. They scored three touchdowns, they gave up zero touchdowns, and they lost. Now, how do you do that? Well, you do that because, and this is where the blame comes in. If you're looking to lay the blame, you can look no further than the head coach, Brian Daboll, and the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen. And if you want to throw in with Shane Bowen, Brian Burns, the big ticket trade item that was supposed to make a big difference so that the Giants' pass rush would be formidable. Well, you could toss that in there, too. But let's look at Daboll and let's look at Shane Bowen. If we're starting with the defensive coordinator, so the question becomes, how could you score three touchdowns, not give up any, and still lose? Well, when you take the bend but don't break approach and you're just bending like Gumby all over the field, well, that's how it happens. The Giants did not force Washington, with a rookie quarterback, to punt once. Zero. Nada. Zip. Zilch. They never had to punt. Why? Because they scored every time they touched the football. Every drive, they scored. Now, were they field goals? Sure, they were field goals. But time after time after time after time, field goals.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And they had kicking problems last week. They went and picked up a kicker. Somebody who actually had been in the preseason with the Jets picked him up, and he went 7-for-7. Austin Seibert went 7-for-7. Seven field goals, 21 points, and the Giants, with their three touchdowns, and you ask, well, if you hadn't seen the game, if the Giants scored three touchdowns, how come they don't have 21 points? Why do they only have 18? Well, the Giants didn't have a kicker in this game. Why? Their regular kicker, 37-year-old Graham Gano, tweaked tweaked his groin this week on Saturday and was struggling and apparently not looking great, but said he could go. And if that sounds familiar, the Giants, when he had a knee problem last year, I mean, this has happened before, and the Giants waited too long. It cost them a game last year against the Jets, actually. But so it's not like this is something that we haven't seen before, seen this movie before. But they have a kicker on the practice squad. They could have elevated him. They could have elevated him and had him handle kickoffs so that Gano could have just then kicked extra points and field goals if Gano was dealing with a groin issue, a problem with his leg. But they don't do that. And on the opening kickoff, Eckler, it ends up being a penalty and it's called back, but Eckler takes a return busts a return. And there's 37-year-old Graham Gano with his tweaked groin chasing him down the field. And lo and behold, big shock when you have a leg problem and you're compensating for that. He blows out his hamstring. Now, you want to tell me those two things were not predictable and not related? I don't know. Seem kind of predictable. I can read you comments from Giants beat writers, whether you want to look at what Art Stapleton was posting or Dan Duggan was posting. Guys who cover this team and have for a few years and have seen this before over the last few days were looking at Gano and saying, I wonder if the Giants will have, will elevate a kicker from the practice squad and just in case and have that there. But no, they didn't and left themselves without a kicker. And it ends up being part of at least contributing to why they lost the football game. They lost because of their defense. They lost because of special teams. And yes, ultimately, could they have still won? Sure. Malik Nabers, the rookie who played, who is a future superstar and played a terrific ball game, dropped a fourth down pass with about 2 minutes left that would have allowed the Giants to potentially ice this football game away and win it. It certainly was a possibility there and looked like that could have been the case, but he played a whale of a ball game. He took responsibility and accountability afterwards. No complaints at all for the rookie. But yeah, complaints for Brian Daboll, for Joe Shane and how they handled the roster. Last week it was the one Giants returner, Gunnar Olszewski, he gets injured at the last, in warm-ups, and there's no backup plan at returner. And it's not like this is the first time we've seen even this it happened this season or whatever. Last year it was that they came into the season with no returner on the roster because they were just dead set that it had to be Eric Gray, a rookie who looked terrible in the preseason on returns. And every Giant fan could see that with their eyes. But for some reason, they stubbornly insisted that was going to be the plan until it wasn't, until it was super clear that that was a mess. And you get benefits of the doubt as a general manager, as a head coach, if you have a track record that shows that you should get benefit of the doubt. But you have to have more success. If you're Joe Shane, you have to do better with your draft picks if you want that benefit of the doubt when you make mistakes on roster construction, roster management. And if you're Brian Daboll, yeah, really good coaching job, in his rookie year as a head coach. Took the team to the playoffs and a playoff win. But look at that team they beat that day, the Minnesota Vikings. They've reloaded on their quarterback situation, moved on from Kirk Cousins. He left. All they did was draft a rookie and then bring in Sam Darnold, who looks like he's fulfilling some of the potential of the player that the Jets thought they were drafting out of USC. And they're 2-0. They beat the San Francisco 49ers today. Other teams rebuild, reload, restock, move forward. The Giants, 0-2 for the ninth time in the last 12 years. And you tell me, where are the wins coming from on this? If they couldn't beat the Washington Commanders, then, yeah, the Carolina Panthers, I guess, in Germany, sure. But where are the wins coming on this schedule? You tell me.